buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Live.
Challenge.
I gotta thank Pat Dalpiaz.
Oh, big time. Yes.
Undercover operator Lucy. For the day.
Undercover operator. Right now, this is a culmination. I am anxiety ridden all week long because I really want these challenges to be impartial and fair and no one to have any kind of bias. So, Pat. Was the perfect assistant to go on the road and pick up the subs. She was a little deceitful. She was a little deceitful with her name when she called it in. We played the video earlier, but we're going to get right down to the judging right now. So right now we have the prices on the individual subs. I'm going to hold up a score sheet right now. So that people can see what we're doing here right now. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to weigh each sub out and record that. And we're going to do the divisions. So I'm going to put this on.
So while Joey's doing that, we want to congratulate the final four here that were voted on
sub A
by everybody.
Yeah. So we're going to, and I should say, actually, what we need to say right off the bat.
You'd be remiss if you didn't.
I would be remiss. The People's Champ, the vote, because it's two different contests, the popular vote by nominations clearly was yellow sub. They were the People's Champ. Now we're going to judge. I don't have no idea. We're not saying which one is which. We're going to see if that bears out in the findings from our illustrious panel. Yes. We already got the we got the prices, the price of each sub, and we recorded that, and now we're going to weigh them on the digital scale. Sub A, Pat?
Yes.
Is, let me just make sure we don't have any kind of discrepancy here. 1 pound, 2 ounces.
Wow.
1 pound, two
beautiful.
Ounces.
Beautiful.
Is that including TV12?
That's including plate. They're all going to have the plate, so it's going to be... So we don't have to worry about that. So you can write that in if you guys want.
What's that?
Sub A, the weight, 1 pound, 2 ounces. You could just say 1.2 or whatever.
I do want the listeners to know that we all had to bring our own pens for today's scoring.
Sub B, 1 pound, 0.3 ounces, So it's not 1.3 though.
It's 1.03.
So okay. It's actually almost like
it's one.
Yeah.
That's like one. All right. So that's sub B. Sub C. Wow. 1.33.
Okay.
Sub C. Sub D. Hold on. 1.05. Not 1.5, 1.05.
Okay.
So, Pat, you can do that, the calculations now from that? Or do I need
I'll
do the math on those.
Well, the math is in here, but do I put the weight in pure ounces or...
Smells like fish in
is
here.
Is it ready to go with...
And as Joe and Pat are figuring out the weighing system, maybe the four judges could introduce themselves. Scotty.
Scotty Mack, local DJ and part of GMG crew.
Connor James McCarthy,
Gloucester resident, graduate of George Washington. Thank you.
I am Ricky, Lucy's husband. And I got some explaining to do.
I guess it doesn't matter.
And I am GMG Chris,
right?
Known as the expert tuna fish sub eater in the entire world. I want to thank Joe for inviting the four of us to oversee this special event. I wore my tux for today's show, knowing how important this is. But today, the best Gloucester tuna sub will be crowned today.
Pretty exciting. Well, he mentioned yellow sub was the overall favorite.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who came in second, third, or fourth, but the others are, we have Destino's, we have Jeff's Variety.
Vigilio's.
And Vigilio's.
Anna's? Anna's, I think I saw on this.
No,
that's very good. Captain Hooks.
That didn't
count. Captain Hooks.
All right. So now we're going to go to the next part of the judging. I need a sheet here. So the first part of this, the judges, I can't see this one. We have a blank one?
Yep.
All right, Joe, I'm starving.
Okay, no,
I'm
starving
to drool.
On a score from 0 to 15, and I say 0 would have to be a maggot-infested sub. So 15 is the best bread. And the bread quality is not just the bread, but how the bread is preserved in the sub as well. So it's the quality of the bread, how it looks, and how it held up in the transport.
Okay, so are we allowed to touch the bread?
That has nothing to do with the taste or anything of the bread.
What's that?
Has nothing to do with the taste
of
the bread?
Not the taste of the bread.
Just the visual.
The visual and how it held up.
Which one are we rating?
Sub A?
A?
We're going to judge all of them. Judges are taking this very seriously, which makes me happy. Scotty, when you guys all have your scores, I'd like you to just call them out to Pat, and she'll write them in for on the master sheet.
Jimmy, don't copy me. He's copying my numbers.
Hey.
I'm not looking. You're a school teacher,
I
and
know.
You're cheating already.
I'm not cheating.
Pat, what is going on
here?
Wasn't there a copying incident
in one of these other
channels? I don't have a wandering eye.
Jimmy.
I should put the chat on too. I put in the chat on.
I can't believe this cheating like that.
She would know.
Sean Nolan says, the winner is getting an order from me today.
Oh, nice.
Chris Ryan says, Lucy, you got some splendid to do.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
And then Amy said, happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Hi, Dad, and Pop Pop, whatever that is. Poop, poop, pop, pop, whatever. All right, do you guys have those done?
CC.
Hey, Chris, what do you got? A.
10.
B.
13.
C.
11.
D.
12.
Jim. A.
12.
B.
13.
C.
14.
D.
13.
Scotty. A.
11.
B.
12.
C.
13.
And D.
12.
And Connor. A.
10.
B.
10.
C.
13.
And D.
8.
Okay. Entering them into the official spreadsheet right now.
I can hear the finger clicking on the keyboard. She is. The magic's happening in the GMG studios.
I'm actually glad I brought my own pen.
All right, Joe.
Will you stop? It writes very well. You're putting your finger in that one. I saw that.
I didn't touch it.
Yes, I saw
it. Go to the tape.
Okay.
All right, the next part is equal distribution of tuna, a possible score of 10, 0 to 10. 0 would be there's no tuna at all visible at the quarter marks.
At the quarter mark? I mean at the ends?
Yeah.
So 10 is equally distributed?
10 is the high, right. 10 is the best.
Stop. You're looking. Don't. I know that trick. You drop the pen, but you really want to see what I'm writing? I know that trick.
I would say...
I'm covering my answer.
That's pretty good for that.
I guess I can, if you give me the sheet with the cost, I can figure those out.
Well, it the cost figures it.
No, but I have to do the score part of it, so I have to do the math out.
Oh, here, you want me to put it on according to this?
What's that?
You want this calculation?
Pens down.
These numbers.
Everybody's on? Okay.
Roll call.
Okay, let's see here. All righty. Equal distribution. I'm going to start with Connor. A.
7.
B.
10.
C.
8.
And D.
8.
Scotty. A.
7.
B.
8.
C.
5.
And D.
5.
Jimmy. A.
10.
B.
9.
C.
9.
And D.
7.
Chris. A.
8.
B. B.
9.
C.
7.
And D.
7.
7?
7.
Okay, got it.
I'm gonna take these up to the camera so people can see what we're working with. This is sub A. I don't know. Let's see how good it is. You can see.
Oh shit!
No. Sub A, right there. Here's sub B. Right there.
Yeah. I think in the tuna fish. We have to pick which tuna fish has the cat in it.
Yeah. One of them has a Joe's lobster cat. Claw in it, right? Is that?
Yeah, a hidden.
The golden lobster claw.
Yeah.
And these are all plain tuna subs. No pickles, no onions, no huts.
Listen to the phone call that Lucy made today.
Yeah, that's right.
If you listen to it and go back, you will find out.
Lucy in the sky.
Sub C. Okay.
Very strenuous work here. Very strenuous. Don't overexert yourself with the four plates now, Joe.
Sub D.
Yeah. Will these results be certified by Ernst & Young?
Absolutely, they will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Marsh McLennan.
There we go.
Connor seems to have stage fright, camera fright. He's like,
I think it's a good job with the presentation, though. I mean, you can really see the ends, like the tool,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Pat and Joe, great job cutting these subs.
Yep.
Did you wash your hands when you cut the subs?
Absolutely, we did. We washed the knife in between each one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no cross contamination.
Wow.
Okay. It was an issue. That was a concern.
What do you mean? Wait a second. Where's the audio?
I don't think you were doing much talking. Maybe people thought.
Hello, hello, hello.
Check, check.
Oh, there you go. Okay, can everybody hear now?
Could they never heard one thing?
Everybody, can everybody let me know if they can hear? It says that we're broadcasting pretty well.
Maybe when I screamed, I.
Okay. I'm going to check the audio really quick, Joe.
No, I think I could hear it when I turned it on. So I think it might have been someone might have had their thing on mute. So I think we're just fine. All right, we're coming. This is literally the last part.
I'm starving.
This is the last part, and this is the taste part. And while you guys are tasting, I want you to take your time, taste, and record. This is a possible 0 to 40. And I caution anyone, a 0, you'd have to be violently sick at, you know, and
you'd have to
really,
poop.
Really,
you'd have to get the poops.
Really, really dislike it to go. All right, we have 43 viewers right now, and this is the final thing, and then we do the tallies. So, Pat, me and you are going to work on this.
Now, Shall we just go with A, or do we just grab?
I just want to address Pauline's concern. We have discussed having a woman at the next challenge that has been under discussion.
Okay, this is what we need to do.
So, Joe, can we jump in?
Yeah.
Right. Each of you take one. But all the A first.
Okay.
You can do A first.
A first.
I gotta lick the tuna first.
Listen to me. Just listen to me.
Okay, so this is A.
Hmm. Hmm.
Please give your comments to yourself. Thank you.
Hmm.
This should be four.
Very good.
Hmm. Just taste the tuna first. Swish it around in your mouth. Remember, I'm a renowned tuna fish sub connoisseur.
One swallow at a time, right?
Just write this up. Mm-hmm. Write this up.
That's delicious.
Packed. Packed very well.
Divided by.
Mmm. Mm.
I'm trying very hard to do this and not have it drop all over. And I'm trying not to be on camera when someone's saying he's got tuna stuck between his teeth.
So we need some entertainment while people are seeing us speed our face.
So we have A. So it's all rank A here. 0-40. Or should we come back to it?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to
do it
your
own. Yeah. I'm going to put one on the left and figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I actually have a question.
There's a question by one of the judges.
Okay, give me the question.
The taste is 0 to 40. Now, we're rating each one of these 0 to 40 on the actual tuna and the bread. So each one gets a 0 to 40.
The whole sandwich. Huh?
This is total.
No. You don't look here.
Right here.
You're right here.
Okay,
you're
all together. Taste. Okay.
Taste on each individual.
Want to make sure I'm rating it properly.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
It's the whole experience of the
subtotal.
Chris, if you guys want to eat them all, you can just put them here. Anything that you don't want to eat.
No, I'm gonna eat that.
Okay.
Dad, you want to get those as well?
So it always starts with 35.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want any more of this?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're on to B.
On to B. Which one's B? That one.
Scotty, can you hand B?
Sure.
I'll take an elbow this time.
Yep.
Oh, bread is nice and.
Yeah, give you I want each of you to give your comments on B.
Okay.
Mm.
Bread's nice and soft.
Mm.
Tuna looks actually really really mixed well.
It's not cornmeal, like pizza.
How do you say it? It's compact. You know, it's like really a nice.
I don't taste as much mayonnaise
right
in this one.
There could be some fish from Gloucester in this one.
From Wicked Tuna. This bread is a little more firm. What's interesting is I'm not getting strong.
This is getting right down to the. To the end of the bread here, like we talked about, how you rate that. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting is I'm not getting that strong tuna flavor.
Gaminess of it, yeah.
Yeah, the gamey. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just like the how it's, it's kind of filled up. It's not like loose. You take a chunk and it's there for you.
I think if you like a mild, I think if you like a mild tuna sandwich, this would be a good choice.
Yeah,
the ratio.
See with the mayonnaise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not as mayonnaise-y as A.
This ratio is on point.
Would this be a good boating sub?
This would be a good boating sub. Yeah, very compact. Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, A is a little sloppy. But sloppy is okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
All depends when where you're eating. If you're eating in the car,
right,
you don't necessarily want it sloppy.
Yeah. But I'd say that's a nice, well distributed, good bread.
Yeah.
It's mixed really well, so there's not so much of the stuck in your teeth type of tuna.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And great for the boat, I would say.
Yeah, let's see. Everything good? Okay.
I think one's for a picnic, one's for a boat. If I'm going to base off a cost out of my assumption right now, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, some reasoning.
Well, you guys, you know, I would say the B, if you're going to a party and, you know, you want to walk around and talk to somebody. No. You walk around talking to people. B, I can see that you can.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as sloppy. It's not as mayonnaise-y.
So you guys are on B right now?
Yep. And now we're working on C.
All right, hold on. I'm going to hold up C again.
Haven't touched C.
Okay, I'm going to just hold it up for the people.
Nice.
For the people.
For the people.
For the people!
For the people.
What I'm doing, guys, is having a range right. And then coming back to you.
Yep.
And on that Tuesday, let there be tuna.
If you guys... Okay, go right ahead.
Joe, do you have an extra toothbrush for all of us after this?
Yeah.
Well, you had to bring your own pen. So
Pat, you're going to be able to share the screen now.
Sesame seeds.
So we're going to have... You're going to be...
This has a different...
Sesame. Gloucester sesame right here.
The tuna has a different taste to it. I'm tasting more of the mix than I am of the...
Is there honey in there or something?
Yeah.
I think it's in the mayo. I think it's in the mayo that they use too.
Something's up with this one.
It's almost like
something's going on.
We're minutes away from revealing the winner.
It looks like a Miracle Whip.
But I do like the sesame seed choice on the roll. The
bread. Is it over there too?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what we're at.
Definitely,
Wow, folks, this is going to be tough.
I'm tasting some pretzel in here, too.
Yeah. I'm just going to say...
You should or not.
I'm going to... No, you should.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to say for the viewers right now, separating first, second, and third is 4.9 points.
Wow.
With three categories in.
With just this round to go.
Mm-hmm. This is the big round.
There's three contestants.
Wow, this was good.
Three contestants within 4.9 points of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is a battle royal right here. Mm-hmm. This is an absolute battle royal. You guys got to take this taste thing very seriously. This is going to make or break the winner. Because I'm not going to say anymore. I don't want to. I do not want to. I don't. I do not.
This one. Not to this one.
I don't want to. I don't want.
And you get it all over your shirt.
I don't want to influence my
tool on that one.
Yeah, that's right. Another one where
again, it's not a quadrant. You not get dirty.
Yeah,
not a strong tuna fish.
So no. We're on the final one.
Yes, we are.
All right, sub D right here. This is the final one, and three of the four are within 5 points of each other. Sub D, final sub. When we tally the votes, we're gonna have the esteemed panel's verdict, and we will share the screen with you. Oh my, this is super exciting.
Thanks.
This is super exciting.
I just
want to
double check.
Okay.
I'm going to try something different on this texture. Bite. I'm going to try from the bottom rather than the top on this bite.
A little ham salad-y on this one.
Yeah, it's
a ham salad-y.
It's a
different texture. It's
I wish I could more comment. Chunky. I can't comment, but I wish I could comment. I wish I was a judge.
Just save it.
I'm not saying anything.
You got a little bit more of the tuna this taste, like you said, the ham salad. Mm. Actually, tasting the meat a little bit more, less of the mayo.
Mm. Yeah.
Does anybody have any audience? Does anybody have any comments or anything that they'd like to ask on the way we put this together?
This D one.
This is tough.
It's a little bit drier than
the
other.
Yeah, not as much mayonnaise.
Amy, we'll see what we can do.
Not enough
for
mayo.
You.
Yeah,
and
there'll be a lot going on that week.
Compared to the others.
Yeah, it depends on your preference.
And it's like a finer.
No,
a final, like you said, like a ham salad.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh my
God.
This is freaking tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
these are all
just hanging in the balance right now.
Well,
they're all the biggest category.
It's the biggest category.
I know why.
Well, that's the most important category.
Yeah, right.
That's why it's so heavily weighted. There's 40 points hanging in the balance right here.
Yeah.
I mean, each one has their own distinct, like.
Yeah.
Signature. There wasn't a bad one at all. Right. And if you have to judge, and that's the tough part about it,
yeah,
on the rating system, I mean, from the mayo to the puree of the tuna to the consistency.
Exactly.
The bread, the sesame seeds on the bread.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about it. Mayo. These are good categories to have to judge, too, because it actually all makes sense.
Yeah, I can see why. Do you like how I broke down the numbers made sense? Okay.
I've never really put it that way before.
Yeah. And that should be said that to make it this far.
By far.
These are in the city of Gloucester, there's a lot of votes. These are the largest vote getters. So just they're obviously doing something right. Now we're picking nits at this point.
Yeah.
So Chris Thompson says, whoever the judges pick, I'm going to try it for dinner. All right, here we go.
Tell him GMG sent you.
GMG sent you. That's right. All right, 47 people watching, and then we got to do the final tally, Chris.
I'm trying to.
Oh, you haven't written it down yet?
Is anybody ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Connor, go.
A, 27.
B.
30.
C.
35.
And D.
27.
All right, very good. Who else is ready?
I'll go.
Okay, Jim.
A.
A.
36.
B.
38.
C.
37.
And D.
35.
Okay.
I'll go.
Okay, Scotty, A?
30.
B?
30.
C?
35.
And D?
25.
Okay. Chris? A?
35.
B?
37.
C?
35.
And D?
33.
Okay, here we go. Inputting the numbers.
Here we go. Okay. All right, Pat. Share your screen right now before you enter the room. Can you do that?
I'm not on here yet, so I got to do that first. I think right.
I mean, I like them all.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the pickle and the napkins. You know, I'd love to.
See, that's the hardest part about it. It's like liking them all.
Yep.
This is all. It's tough. I think Scotty gave a good rundown. It all depends on what you like for texture.
Yeah.
How much mayo you like, mm-hmm. and the taste of the mayo, because one has a really strong mayo taste.
Yep.
The other one had almost like a Miracle Whip, but not Miracle Whip.
Right.
This one has a really, you know, weird, or not weird, but the texture.
Texture a little bit more fishy.
We're pulling in the score sheet right now. We're going to pull in the score sheet.
The last one we had, again, it was why does more it look so chunky small? And dense.
I don't know. It's got mm-hmm. the whole, it says whole yeah. screen, so.
All right. Why is that so, you didn't log in under me.
Yeah, you logged in under
me. Okay, let me see if I can make
this. Score this one.
And might I point out that the four judges here today are all of different age groups and all have different taste buds within different ages.
Didn't have the same score.
That's right. I'm going to drop the chat, and we'll see if this goes live.
But your taste buds change over time, whether you're a tuna sub fan or not.
Okay, that's good.
Look at this.
Okay, here we go.
Joe.
Wait, I want to minimize myself.
Joe, look at Jimmy over here. He's got them all set up from A through D.
Wait, I just want to make. Okay, we got it. Oh, this is perfect. Okay, Pat.
Ready to go?
Can you maximize that screen? Hold on.
Which one do you guys think won?
No, just keep it. I guess you can keep it like that.
See?
I don't know if you could. Is there a percentage of the size of the thing?
I mean, if you do the taste.
Just keep it.
The sesames and the cornmeal is.
Go down to the park where.
To have an addition there. I mean, but that's the bread, so you have to really base on the tuna as well.
Right,
so
bread could be the thing that you're having.
No, I haven't. I was waiting for you.
See, I've seen a few. A couple of my scores out of the three.
All right, here she goes.
I've had like a high number on one, but I've had lower numbers on those on the same sub, you know, where I was like very excited about the sub. And then as we got down the voting process, the numbers changed a little bit. And vice versa for some other subs, there's certain things I liked about that sub and less.
Mm.
And so that was tough. It was very tough.
Wow.
So this is revealing which one is which.
Oh, wow. This is, oh.
You know that, right?
We have no idea what's going on. Yeah. But Joey. Joey's making the sounds we were, and he's not eating.
All right, this is live. Here we go. We calling it out, Joey?
Poor Joe.
128. 128. No, it's live. We got 128. Yellow sub. 128.
Hold up. Wait. She hasn't entered the whole thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
This is live.
Wow. I think I see who's going to be the winner.
Look at the, see? He's making these sounds like he's been eating them.
And the final enter. Here we go.
Final enter.
The totals.
Here we go. The Jerry Lewis telethon.
Here it is.
You called that one, Joe. Joe called this.
I was going to ask you about the drum roll.
So here we go. For your totals, yellow sub
is A.
A, 238.
Okay.
Destino's.
B.
B, 247 was the B, 247.
Wow.
C, Jeff's Variety, 256.9. And Captain Hook's 218. I'm going to go over the score, where the big discrepancies were. Taste was Jeff's Variety was the winner in the taste category.
Wow.
They had a total of 142. The next closest was 135. Coming down. Scroll down, Pat. We're going to go through each different category. Pat?
You mean? Yeah.
Okay. We'll go from the top. In the first category, there was a swing of 43 for a low and 51 for a high. That's there you go. Well, that's part of the story for. So Yellow Sub 43, Destino's 48. Jeff Variety 51 and Captain Hook's 45. That's on the bread quality score. The next one, equal distribution of tuna. We had a high of 36. Destino's took the cake on the equal distribution with a high score of 36. Second place was Yellow Sub with 32, third place Jeff Variety with 29, Captain Hooks with 27. Scrolling down. Which one is this one? Oh, wait. The heaviest sub was, let's see.
Jeff. Yeah, 133.
Yep, 133 was Jeff Variety.
Wow.
But they also had the highest cost. So they didn't get the most points on that one.
Not the highest cost, but
per ounce.
Yeah.
Per ounce, the yellow sub narrowly beat them on the value proposition. It's picking nits again, 35 to 34.9. It's 0.1.
Yeah, they were all very close.
They were all very close. Destino's was 28 and Captain Hook's 26.
So who won the value?
Yellow Sub won the value, and they did it. They did it based on price and weight. They were 1.2, and then the cost was $8.19. Jeff's was a little bit more expensive, but it was also a heavier sub. They were neck and neck on that one. And then in the deciding category, taste 0 to 40, and. Again, Jeff's Variety, 142. And between then the Destino. So who came in second place? Who's the honorable mention, Pat, overall? If you scroll down.
Let's see here. 135 is Destino's.
No, Pat, I'm talking about the total.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
All the way at the bottom. All right.
247 is Destino's.
247 Destino. So it goes Jeff's Variety, Destino's, Yellow Sub, and Captain Hook's. Again, I think we all want to recognize any one of these subs would be fantastic to take home for dinner.
You can't go wrong. You know what? Try all four yourself.
Yeah.
You do the challenge.
I'm starving right now. I didn't get to eat one. I'm dying right now. But I will like to.
Oh, we saved you some, Joe.
Yeah.
I would like to announce that the next one is going to be, we have to decide, it's either going to be clam chowder or fish stew. So I don't know. We'll talk. We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll leave that up to the viewership. But this was a highly successful thing.
Yeah, nice job, Joe. This was.
Maybe we could let the viewers decide which one we try.
And it's interesting that three different of the subs won each of three different categories.
Right.
So that was. So, those were good choices then. So Destino's got the distribution. Jeff's got the bread and the taste, and the value was yellow sub.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Although, and I must admit that when I saw C with the sesame seeds, automatically I'm thinking Vigilio's. Because I'm like, nobody else has sesame seeds on their bread that I know of.
Yeah.
Well, I know they do, but I mean, that didn't skew my voting in any way, but I'm like, that's got to be Vigilio's bread. And I've had the tuna at Jeff's Variety, and I don't remember getting the bread with sesame seeds.
No, that brings up a great point, Chris. Now, what type of roll do they use at Jeff's Variety? You know, is it a Vigilio's roll at Jeff's Variety? No, it could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. For those people that like who said that they whatever we chose or the winner, they're going to definitely order. And I hear Jeff's Variety was number one. He closes around 3 or 4, so you better get your subs before he closes. If you think you're doing it after work, Jeff's not open.
Yeah.
But these others are just as good, folks.
Mm. And if you're at Jeff's Variety and you like ham salad, the ham salad's outstanding too. If you're a ham salad person.
This is something. This is very good. I never thought.
Spreads it around a different. Like I have a sub that I like at Leonardo's, so I go to Leonardo's for that sub specifically.
Yeah.
And when I go, and I think most people are like that, you know, when they choose a sub shop, it's not everything is all based on you know one basket of subs here. You know,
you
kind of spread it around, and again, supporting all the local small businesses.
Yeah. So Joe, how'd we do?
I couldn't be happier with the job that the judges and Pat did.
Did they all come with pickles?
Sorry. Lucy.
Was there any pickles? I didn't
just,
see any pickles.
Just with Jeff's.
Jeff's had a pickle. And we didn't add that into the weight of Jeff's either. So.
Cool.
But I just wanted, I really am happy because I've had these challenges in the past where the judges don't understand like proper, you know, spacing on the judging, and they can one bad judge.
Put there, guys. Put it right there. Put it right there. There we go.
I think it was the 8 prep calls that he.
Why don't you explain how anal I was about this?
10 o'clock last night.
Well, it started 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, but could you understand why?
Yeah.
52 years ago.
On that was cool.
I didn't eat all day. I fasted.
10 o'clock. Well, we did tease the tuna sub challenge about a month and a half ago.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah.
We did.
Well, we finally had a time.
And 10 o'clock last night, where all of us are getting a FaceTime call from Joe. All right, guys. I got to go over the rules for the 8th time. Here's how it works. Any questions?
Here's
what your role is.
So how many times did I yell that it has to be when you order it? And that's why we ended up taking out any of the guesswork. And I had Pat come in, and she ordered right in front of me.
Yeah.
A large tuna sub.
Yeah.
Any pickles? No. Any hutch? No. Any cheese? No. Any onions? No.
Right.
Just a tuna large sub. Because they had to be the same. If they weren't, it was going to skew everything.
Right.
It would have been all this for nothing.
So I have a question. Would you have Pat call again for the next setup and pick a different alias? Or would it be
a different voice? We can't reveal that information.
Yeah, that is 100%.
And I got to tell you guys, and for the people that are watching here, when Joey was so adamant about it, when Pat did get here with all the subs, he put us all in a room and shut the door because he did not want us to see the bags because we would recognize the bag.
For those of you wondering, the conditions down here, it's very cold. We had to bring our own.
Did Chris turn the heat off? Because that's his move.
Yeah. What? I usually turn it off. But the other thing is with Pat, the other instruction Joe gave her was when you take the sub out of the sub shop,
cradle.
You got to cradle it.
Yes.
Don't stack anything on it. It can't be smushed. You got to keep the heat in your car at 68.
Yeah.
Do not change your heat. Put the seatbelt around the sub so it doesn't
fall. Take this road. Don't take this one.
I'm wearing flip-flops as well.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you guys something. When we unwrapped the subs, there was one sub. If you saw it unwrapped, when we unwrapped it, it would have been.
That was
because it was one of Charlene's huge pet peeves.
Yeah.
Yes.
That the whole top was stuck.
She does it. Charlene doesn't like wrapped cheese from McDonald's.
And you mentioned that
it was.
We didn't factor that in because
I didn't want to.
It wasn't the winner. So
right.
We won't say which one it was.
So the viewers of Good Morning Gloucester, and maybe somebody that's chiming in for the first time. Let's go to Jim. Jim, on this, because you're from out of state.
Yeah, I am.
What would you tell out of staters or people not from Gloucester have not tried these subs before? What would be the overall scenario? What would you tell them? What's the message?
First of all, there are so many good places around here for the tuna sub. But to hear what the Gloucester people are saying,
thank you for that.
Saying do the top four. I think it's great that we can say, look, here are the ones to go to. Always give them choices. And that's very important for people.
Tell the viewers, Jim. The viewers.
Tell everyone the
viewers.
Good
luck transporting chowder.
Gloucester is known as the tuna fish sub capital of the world.
You know, I wonder if that's a good question. Do all places have to-go containers for chowder?
Yeah.
Or tuna.
Now they do. Is there a wicked tuna sub?
What about to-go tuna? Can we just get a jar?
Yeah.
That's what I've gotten yellow sub and just variety in a container.
A lot of
prior to this would be interesting. Another question. So of the four finalists, I've only had two of the four finalists. I've had just variety and yellow sub, but didn't have Captain Hooks and
Destino's.
So how about you, Scotty? Do you think you've tried all four at one point?
I've had three of the four, actually. I have not had Captain Hooks.
Yeah.
Generally, again, when I go to Captain Hooks, it's for the pizza.
Yeah.
Captain Hooks, tremendous pizza.
Yeah. So for that reason, I haven't tried the sub there because of the time of day, if I'm at lunch, if I go and grab a slice, you know, I just haven't had the tuna there. But I'm definitely going to go back and try a tuna sub there, yeah.
Have you tried?
I agree with the pizza comment. I think Captain Hooks definitely deserves a shout out for other things they do really well. And
lobster rolls. So
lobster roll.
Tremendous lobster rolls.
I've been to Jeff's Variety, and I think I really enjoyed the lobster roll. So maybe something with the bread has something to do with this influence.
Mm-hmm.
I think to-go Tanner's is key because everyone might, you know, prefer their own healthy wrap or something if they're not Virgilio, you know, bread fans or they can't afford the calories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the summertime, Annie's Variety.
Were close on
so
it.
This is what drove me nuts during the during the voting period. There was only a couple of all they had to do was reach out to a friend or two,
right?
And they would have jumped in into the fray, but they. So it pays to be a viewer of Good Morning Gloucester and have friends and share the post that said vote for us and you would have been in.
Joe, you might be able to speak on this. I heard there might be a friendly type of inter circle on the finalist war going on with tuna subs between Jeff's Variety and Annie's. I heard that someplace. Have you heard this before?
I have not.
I've heard between Jeff's and Annie's, there's something going on with their sandwiches.
Really?
It's like almost their own little
contest.
The
comments that I saw for Jeff's were very kind of detailed and like they were, you could feel the confidence in those things. Like if you know about Jeff's, you know it's a great tuna sub. And you guys all know, I had no influence over you guys either, right? I did not lead you down any path at all. But I'm going to say, before...
No, you locked us in a room.
Before we even picked up the subs, what did I say, Pat? Who I thought was going to be the winner?
You called it.
I called Just Variety.
He did. He said a dark horse is going to win, and I think it's going to be Jobs.
Right, and I said, because I think that there are ingrained allegiances to some of the old mm-hmm. school places in town, which are founded on good basis. But Jeff's has been doing some really special things over there. So
the final score, what was the difference between each?
Between first and second, how many points separated first and second?
20.
20 points. So that was significant.
Yeah, so it's pretty tight.
Wow.
Tight?
I think 20 points is tight when you've got
How much was in between the next one, the second and third?
We're tracking the final scores, right?
Yeah. The totals.
Yeah. Between first and second were 8.1 points.
What are you talking about? 20 points. 256.9 to 247 is not 20 points.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
It's basically 10 points. 10 points separated first and second. I was like, I couldn't believe it would be that big.
That's what I was looking at.
There's been a lot of stuff going on over there. A lot of numbers being tossed around. Pat, then, I'm on your team.
We may need Ernst & Young.
So we got two school teachers. One is cheating off of my sheet. And then we have the other.
I think she's angry. That's what I'm
starving.
Yeah.
You gotta starve her. We didn't even do anything.
I mean, she's driven 40 miles to pick up these subs.
Nicole says, nice work, Tuna Peeps. Thanks, Nicole.
Amy, she can't do math. All she had to do was read off the sheet. The spreadsheet did all the math for her.
Amy's her daughter.
Yeah.
Come on, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, and Amy, your father was cheating off her.
Happy birthday, Amy, right?
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Jesus. No.
So wait a second. At 2:30, we're going live again.
Live again?
With a crazy...
Please tell us, Joe, why.
It's Joe. Come out here, Joe.
As crazy as you think this may have been, we're coming... We can't spill it yet.
No.
We're coming out with an enormous live announcement at 2:30.
It's a teaser. They call it a teaser in the business.
Jimmy was found not guilty!
Yes,
Jimmy's
leaving!
Jimmy's not guilty.
For all the GoFundMe people.
Warren Wire and Karen Hansen were down there. They were ready to post
the deal.
You. You know?
All right, Jimmy, come up and do your thing, buddy.
Let me get that.
Don't spit up,
Joe?
I know. That's one thing we did forget.
Oh. A little lower. Perfect.
Jimmy!
I forgot where it's... Oh, my cue. Ladies and gentlemen, no piping plovers. However, Tuna was injured in the making of today's podcast. Thank you.